Another example, because I think we've all had experiences where we've been with people and we've been totally bored. Yeah. Sometimes it's at a meeting at work. You know, you don't want to admit it, but, you know, or sometimes it's at a family gathering or who knows what, but you're just so bored. And you just wish, you know, oh, I can't stand being with these people. I wish I were with, you know, Prince Charming. You know, because, you know, you just met Prince Charming. He, you know, he finally showed up on his horse. He was a little bit late, too. But he finally came. You know, if I were with Prince Charming, then I would be happy instead of being at this very boring meeting or very boring family dinner or whatever it's like. And so I think we all have this experience of just being discontent with whoever we're with or whatever is going on around us. And I remember, because I've been studying for a number of years with His Holiness the Dalai Lama and observing him in a number of different situations. And he is always happy no matter who he's with. And it kind of made me stop and think because, you know, he's not looking at his watch and scratching his head and going, oh, when's this guy gonna go away, you know? He's not doing that. He's, whosoever he's with, he's like 100% with that person and listening to them and learning from them and engaging in dialogue. And it's really made me stop and think that if I changed my attitude, I too could be happy no matter who I was with. Because there's got to be something interesting in every living being. And so if I changed my attitude and saw whoever I was with as like a mystery or a puzzle or this unknown treasure, because actually each living person is an unknown treasure, isn't it? Yeah? If we saw people like that, then no matter who you talk to, or no matter who you're with, there's this sense of curiosity, there's this sense of vitality. You want to learn about the other person. You realize that you have a little bit of time together and you can really connect with them, no matter who they are. And when we have that kind of attitude towards people, then everybody we interact with becomes very interesting. But when we have the attitude that we think other people are supposed to be amusing and entertain us, then we find so many boring people. Hmm? And even Prince Charming after a while gets a little bit boring. Yeah? So, now if we change the attitude, all our relationships can be interesting. And I say this especially because in family relationships we very often take people for granted. Now, somebody's been your mother since before you were born. You know, oh, I know my mother and my father so well. I know what they're going to say. No. And your husband, your wife, I've lived with this person for so many years. I can predict them already. You know, they're so boring. Yeah. And then if we have that attitude towards our family, that they're boring, no, you know, no matter what they say and do, we're not going to listen to it. We're not paying attention because we've already said, this is boring, I don't need to listen. So we don't listen. So they might even say something interesting and we just go, you know, and read the newspaper. But if we look, I mean, just think about it for a minute. You know, ourself, one person, we're a mystery to ourself. Yeah, aren't we? So if we don't even know ourself, how can we fully know somebody else? Now, no matter how long you've lived with somebody, do you really know them? Aren't they still kind of a mystery to you? Hmm? So if we have this attitude, you know, wow, my parents are a mystery. And, you know, my husband, my wife, this person's a mystery. There's this treasure inside. I wonder what it's like to be this person. I wonder what they think about. I wonder what goes on in their mind. I wonder what's happened in their life. And you really take interest in it, you know, and start talking to your, you know, to your family and cultivate good conversations and listen to what they say. If you have that kind of attitude, your family life is going to be so much happier. So we have to put some energy into it. Instead of just thinking, oh, I know this person, And then you don't even try and talk to them about anything interesting. But like with your parents, how much do you really know about your parents' life? Do you know about what they did when they were kids? I mean, our parents lived through historical times that we didn't even know about. They can tell us history from their own experience. Have we ever asked them about it? No? Do we really know what their lives were like, what conditioned them, why they turned out to be the way they did? Okay. So if we take interest in that, or even with your children, do you really understand your kids? Time, school is very different now than when we were young. No? Do you really understand what's important to your child, what they think about, what they're afraid of, what they dream about? Now, so if we take this interest in other people, then we'll ask questions about their life, and then we'll listen, and we won't interrupt, and we'll listen, and we'll enjoy it, and we really will find treasures there. But if we don't have that attitude, then family life simply becomes like the army. You're either giving orders or receiving orders. No? Doesn't it? I mean, sit and watch. Okay, tomorrow, watch how you relate to your kids, those of you who have kids. And it might be very interesting, have a little checklist. How much you say to your kids where you're talking with them and eliciting their responses and conversing with them, and how many times you give them orders. Is your relationship with your child like a relationship of a drill sergeant with a the new cadet, Okay, wake up, brush your teeth, come in for breakfast, you're late, comb your hair, go to school, get A's, you're not studying enough, why don't you study more? You're watching too much television, turn off that Nintendo game. Why are you playing with that kid? I don't like that kid anyway, you should be studying. If you talk like that to your kid, all the kids are with me now, I can know. Aren't you, huh? if you're like a drill sergeant with your kid, what kind of relationship are you going to have with your child? Are they going to trust you? Are they going to tell you what they're feeling? Are they going to tell you what's going on in their life? They have no chance because you're not interested because you're too busy giving them orders. Yeah, and then we wonder why our kids don't pay attention to us and why they don't listen to us. Yeah, but if you really take an interest in your child and talk to your child, I mean, they're a human being. What do they enjoy in life? What do they think about? Who do they meet? What problems do they encounter? How have they helped people? What does your child do to help people? How does your child resolve conflicts? Talk about it. It's fascinating. I mean, your family life will be so much happier. And you'll get along so much better with other people. And the same thing with your husband and wife. Instead of, how was your day today, dear? Fine. Mine was awful. The boss did blah, 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 blah. When's dinner ready? Soon. What's on TV tonight? The news. who wants to live in a family life like that? Yeah? That script is too old. We do that one too often, too. Okay? So like I said, if we change the attitude, then you're going to find that you live with jewels. Because every person is a jewel. Every person is a treasure. Every person has some kind of incredible inner human beauty in them. And I've often had the feeling like if only we could, if we could play people the way we play musical instruments. Yeah? How you have this, a piano. It's just sitting there. It just takes up space. Yeah, it gets dust. You have to clean it all the time. You know, nothing interesting about it. And yet somebody who's skilled can sit down and something beautiful comes out of that piano. Yeah, it's amazing. Or a violin or a guitar. You know, it's an inert object, but somebody who's skilled brings forth such beautiful music. And I thought, you know, our relationships with other people are like this. And we need to learn how to play them. We need to learn how to be skillful people who draw out the beauty of the people that we're with, you know, by being interested in them and seeing their unique qualities, seeing what's special about them, seeing their special kind of attitudes or their talents or their experience, and draw that out, you know, and help them share their talents and their inner beauty with the rest of the world. Yeah, like a musician brings something forth from an inert instrument that makes other people happy. Yeah. So I have that kind of image. I got that image because there was one nun that, I mean, you people all think that when you ordain that you're escaping the world, you know, you go and live in a nunnery or, you know, a monastery with all these people who just sit like this all day. Yeah. And you think everybody's all nice, they all go, Amitabha. Well, let me tell you, you know, in a monastery, you are with people you would never ordinarily speak with, okay? Really, there's so many different kinds of people who come to live together in a monastery. You cannot escape the world, you know, because everybody comes in there with you. But so there was this one nun that I knew. I had known her for many years. Yeah. She always complained, you know, almost always complaining. One thing, you know, my back hurts, my this hurts and that. This person's doing that wrong, and this started too late, and that started too early, and I missed that. Just one complaint after another. Okay. And then one day it was her birthday, and she invited all the other nuns over, and she made tea and cookies and cake, and she spent hours going out shopping for all these goodies. And then she designed it, you know, very beautifully. And when we came over, she was just like so happy, you know. And I could tell that her happiness wasn't because it was her birthday, but she took this incredible delight at giving people something nice to eat and making them happy. And it was like I saw this totally other side of her. You know, this person who I usually, you know, just associated with complaints was all of a sudden beaming and took such joy in giving people other things. And I thought, wow, you know, I never knew this about her, no, and I, even though I had known her for years and years. And that's what made me think, you know, if I, now that I know that about her, if when I'm with her, I could bring out that part of her, you know, instead of bringing about the complaining part, you know, if I could bring out this beautiful, delightful, joyful part, if I can bring out the part of her that really does enjoy making other people happy. Yeah. So instead of me becoming like her and complaining about her complaining, okay, if I change something in the relationship and try and bring out her inner beauty, the whole thing's going to be totally different. Yeah. And so again, this comes from our attitude. It doesn't come because we've made anybody else change. It comes because our attitude has changed. When our attitude changes, how we relate to other people changes. And they become completely different. Okay? So here, again, you can see how our mind creates our experience by how we interpret something, how we look at it, you know. And also because our mind is what motivates what we say and what we do. So if we change the attitude, what we say, what we do is going to be totally different. They often say, when you're not getting along with somebody, do the exact opposite thing than what you want to do. Okay, because when we're not getting along with somebody, we want to yell, we want to scream, we want to slam the door on them. We want to complain to our friends about how they mistreat us. Yeah. We want to demand that they give us our things that they took away from us. Okay. But if we change that attitude, and instead of thinking, you know, all these people are so disagreeable, ugh, you know, if we think they're unhappy. Because isn't somebody disagreeable only because they're happy? I mean, because they're unhappy. Yeah? I mean, people, when they're happy, they aren't disagreeable. So the people who do obnoxious things, it's because somehow something isn't right in their life. If we saw them as unhappy people and had a little bit of compassion and tried to do something nice for them in return, we might meet a whole nother person the next time we saw them. So it's often very effective. If you're not getting along with somebody, give them a present. And don't give them a present just because you feel you should, or so that they're going to be obliged to you. But try and think, you know, here's somebody who's not so happy. They probably feel unloved. You know, wouldn't it be nice if somebody did something nice for them once in a while? Like even gave them a candy bar, or smiled at them. Or just did something, you know, nice, complimented them on something. So you might try it, yeah? Especially with the people you're not getting along with. Say something nice to them that you really mean and that you really feel. Because there's something nice in every living being. And so find that thing that you appreciate in somebody else and praise it, you know, and compliment them about it. And talk behind their back about what they did well, not about how much they harmed you. And if you do that, your relationship with them is going to change. Okay? Again, because what you're saying and doing is different. And that changed because your attitude has changed. Because instead of blaming this person and saying, they're awful, they're evil, they're wrong, you're looking at them and saying, they're unhappy. I know what it's like to be unhappy. Let me see if I can do something to bring them just even a little bit of happiness. So if we change our attitude, then how we talk, what we do changes. Then the relationship changes. A couple of summers ago, I was in Madison, Wisconsin, giving a series of talks, and one man came to the talk. I think it was a talk I was giving about anger, and he said, I'm so angry, you know, you've probably heard this story, I work with this person, and he's so obnoxious, and I'm so angry at him. Okay? Could be your story. Yeah. You know, all this person, all the time, he's just da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay? And he said, what can I do? And I said, every day from now until next Friday, because our class met on Friday, I said, every day you say something nice to that person. So the next Friday he came to class, so I said, how did it go? And he said, well, the first day I had a really hard time finding something nice to say. You know? Because I couldn't think of anything good about this person. But I thought and thought about it, and I found something, you know, some small thing that he had done. And I liked it, and so I told him. And then after that, he was a little bit friendlier, and then it was easier to find nice things to say about him. Yeah? Completely, you know, different. So again, this comes from changing our attitude. And that changes our behavior.